right, welcome back to Hard Facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Constance, and it's 10 minutes past five. So let's talk about the Derivation Fund's spendings. SERAP has called out the nine governors of the oil-producing states, saying they should disclose how they have spent the 625 billion naira 13% derivation refunds. Well, this day newspaper has this story, as well as other national dailies, but I'm reading from this day. And here it goes. The Socio-Economic Rights and Accountability Project, SERAP, has urged the nine oil-producing states in Nigeria to provide and widely publish details of their spending of the oil derivation refunds of 625 billion naira recently paid them by the federal government. Well, SERAP also demanded that they should include details and locations of projects executed with the money, so that they won't tell us bobo juice, yeah? Anyway, the federal government recently paid 625.43 billion naira oil derivation refunds to the governors of Abia, Akwa Ibom, Bayelsa, Delta, Edo, Rivers, Ondo, Imo, and Cross River states. So this particular payment covered 13% derivation subsidy and SURE-P refunds. And this, these refunds dated from 1999 to 2021. So this particular letter that is dated December 10, 2022, signed by SERAP's Deputy Director Kolawole Oluwadare, said if the spending details were not published within a week, it would take legal action against the governors. And so I also want to remind you now that Governor Wike came out in public to thank the president for releasing this money. I think the one I have here now is the part where he was talking about how come some governors are criticizing him for thanking President Muhammadu Buhari for the release of the 13% derivation fund arrears to states in the Niger Delta. Well, he said this around December 1. And that was the day he was commissioning the renal and dialysis center. Yes. So let's hear from Governor Nyesom Wike what he actually said. Here we go.
One of the governors whom I will soon reply, simply because I said people should thank President Muhammadu Buhari for releasing 13% arrears to us. I did not abuse anybody, did I? All I said, please, thank you. But if he did not release his arrears to me and some of our state, it may have been difficult for me to even talk about building a renal center, cardiovascular center. I don't think saying thank you is an offense. So on television, I heard one of the governors say, in his state, to this 3-kilometer road, we'll do more than 15 flyovers.
Okay, so from what the governor said, maybe we could also take that as the details that SERAP is asking for. So there you have it. The River State governor has given you details. Or maybe not. But hey, you heard from the governor. So the details of the spending, right? That's what SERAP is asking for. Now, I'm even asking, is it necessary that we have these details? Yeah, because sometimes we might not necessarily sit down and really ask ourselves, are we sure that... Is it necessary that we know how much they've spent? Is it necessary we have them tell us that they used the money to do this and that and that? Is it necessary? In the sense that they could point to anything and say that that's where the money went into. Now, the amount of money spent to build whatever, to... to ensure that one project or the other was carried out. It is what they say they spent that you will take. So if a governor says out of, how much now? Let's say out of 5 billion, they spent 3 billion naira on this and that and that. And then with your, should I say, unprofessional eyes? Or maybe even a professional. But you're not the one who did the job, right? And you're looking at it and you're wondering, how is this possible? Yes, they have given you the details. So is it even necessary that we have these details? Knowing that it is possible they could embellish. They might not tell us the exact figure or figures. They might bloat it. And there's nothing we can do about that. And then also I'm asking, this attitude of not being accountable that we see in the government or amongst public office holders, should we perhaps blame it on maybe also the citizens? And here's what I mean. The lackadaisical attitude of citizens, where we always, I mean, when we talk about voting, yeah, in 2023, and you're telling people get your PVC, I've heard people say, I beg, na dem dem. You know, just like me asking you, is it necessary we really hear about how much they've spent, knowing that they might not tell us the entire truth? So perhaps, because over the years, we've seen these people lie to us, and we are just used to their lies, and then we're just like, I beg, leave them. Is that why maybe we still have this level of unaccountability in government? So all we hear is we have spent 5 billion naira on this. Nobody tells us 1 million was for this, 200,000 was for this, 50,000 naira was for this. Oh, and in fact, when we were even doing the project that we earmarked 5 billion naira for, we even received an extra 300 million naira. So at the end of the day, we were able to, what we wanted to do, we now expanded it, being that we got an extra money from whatever. We don't have such details. So all we can hear is we've built this center, that one. We might not have been able to make these things happen if this money was not given to us. And he's the only one who's even come out to say something. How about the others? All right, well, let's talk. The number to call is 070-0923-0923.
The details.
The stories.
The updates.
Your number one station.
All right, apologies for that. Okay, so we also have messages. I'm seeing them on Facebook already. So you can also get on Facebook and drop your comments. All right. So Facebook is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. And then for your WhatsApp messages, you can send them to 0809-030-6416. Ihani Chukwu Alaribe on Facebook says, it's a welcome development if only the state governors will be sincere enough to tell the people what they have used the money for. So some of this states, I already mentioned the states. So if you are from either of these states, any of them, then you can ask yourself, oh, if my governor received such an amount of money, how come? What can he possibly say he spent the money on? Because from the look of this, it's not looking like. All right. So we have states like Akwa Ibom, Abia, Bayelsa, Delta, Edo, Rivers, Ondo, Imo, and Cross River states on that list. Emmanuel is calling from NTA Road. Hello, Emmanuel.
Yes, it's Cotton. Good evening.
Good evening. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. The organization demanding for this accountability, how will they hold them accountable? The governors. Was it that this organization and our members do not know that the governors are under political immunity clause? Would they take them to court? Because we don't take governors to court. while on seat? Or will they wait until when their tenure finishes? It's a big confusion. They should just relax because it will not be possible. It should just be like how it used to happen from the beginning. It will be swept under the carpet. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. We also have Mufasa calling from D-Line. Hello, Mufasa.
Yeah, hi, Constance. Good evening.
Good evening to you.
Yes, I want to say that it is absolutely necessary for our leaders to account for money that they have in their disposal. Now, assuming the River State governor had not come up with this revelation, most of us wouldn't have known that money, you know, was refunded to these governors, and nobody is even aware of what they used the money for. So, for me, I think Serap has actually not even asked for too much. The people need to, you know, the people need to agitate. It is not their personal money. The money belongs to the people, and the money is meant to be used for the people. So, any governor that failed to point to any project or failed to account, I think that governor should be held accountable. The people should make sure, not just Serap alone, because if Serap alone wants to champion this matter, I'm sure that the matter will not even see the light of the day. So it requires the collective effort of the people of the Niger Delta State that this money be refunded. Because if we allow these things to continue, it will going to be a very wrong precedent that will be set by these leaders of ours. So I think the governor of River State has made us to know certain things, and it's a good thing. They should account for the money that was given to them for the benefit of the people. It's not their personal money, Constance. Okay. That's my position on the matter. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mufasa. And DRG Okosisi on Facebook says, this is a very welcome development, but some system failure is a challenge. And then Chile Edwin says, this is just about noise making because the governors are more like the gods and owe nobody any explanation due to the weakness of our laws. And until they are tamed with legislations, Nigeria cannot move forward. And then John Anwali Mobo says, I will also urge Serap to dig deeper, even into local government area bosses' spendings. Okay. I'll still take your calls because, but I have commercials. I can't take any calls right now. All right, so I'll read one message and then we'll go for that commercial break. Constance, we spent the money on flyovers that have no direct impact on the people. As for River State, for Delta States, Okowa will tell you there is Smart Delta program. Akwa Ibom is building roads, and as for Bayelsa, my mouth is sealed. I want to conclude by saying we need a military rule because democracy is not for us. Frank is your name. Frank. We are enjoying our democracy. We don't need no military rule. All right? So we have to go on that commercial break. And when I return, I'm still taking your calls. Do stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Nigeria. And so we're still talking about Seraph's call on the nine governors of the Niger Delta State to make public the spendings so far. How did you use the derivation refunds that you received from the federal government? What did you do with the money? How did you spend it? Let us know. Give us details. Break it down. And let's find out from you. And if you're not going to do that within 7 days, get ready. We will be seeing you in court. All right, so that's SERAP, Socioeconomic Rights and Accountability Project there. All right, so I'm asking if it's even really necessary for us to know how these governors spend the money. And so far, some persons have said, yes, it is very necessary that we know how they have spent the money. And of course, a caller says, or said, if not that Governor Wike came out to say, oh, help me thank the president for releasing this 13% derivation refund to us. Because without the money, I wouldn't have been able to finish the renal center and some other projects in the state. If not that he said that, some states wouldn't have even known that their governors received that money. And so it would just be swept under the carpet. Nobody will hear about it. And as usual, that's it. So let's get back to the phone lines because I would like to hear from you. Ikechukwu is calling from Eche. Hello, Ikechukwu.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening.
My opinion concerning the Seraph issue is the 13 derivation fund. For what I understand, I stand to be corrected, it's not for governor to spend it anyhow. The money belongs to the oil-producing communities for development. And I'm in support of that, for them to account of that money, what they use it, whether they are developing the oil-producing community or for the state governors to use it the way they will. So that is my take.
Interesting. All right, thank you very much for calling. We have Elvis from Rumodomaya. Hello, Elvis.
Okay, thank you very much. Yeah, I'm very, very happy that Seraph has decided to be his torchlight on the state governance, starting with the Niger Delta. You see, the whole politics about Nigeria has always been the federal government. All the blames go to the federal government. In short, it has become a kind of tendency for the governors to hide behind the general blame of the federal government to perpetrate their selfish agenda. I am fully in support if this research will see the light of the day. The governors have wrecked this country a lot. And kudos to Governor Wike, because there has been a pointer in exposing some of the rot in the governorship system of government in Nigeria. This is just the beginning. For so long, these guys have been emasculating the wealth of their various constituents and throw the blame to the federal government. But unfortunately, because we play the politics of party, it's my brother that is the governor. We are free to talk. And most of them have the list of our addresses in our various local residents and the rest. So that even if we challenge them, they can easily locate us and do whatever they like to silence us. It has been like this for a long time. It has to take the courage of Governor Wike, who is displeased with some of his colleagues, to expose this one. So kudos to Seraph, and I hope they will not also play politics with it. Because in most of the time, you know, you see things like this, they have a way of watering it down, and before you know it, the thing will die a natural death. I hope this will not be the case. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Elvis. Temple is calling from Rumamasi. Hello, Temple.
Good evening, the very distinguished Constance Mega. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good, thank you, Temple. Go on.
Yes, well, compliment of this evening.
Same to you.
I think for me, what the Seraph is pushing forward is a very good one. But I think Seraph is not even serious on their own part. We are talking about a 13% derivation that is supposed to go direct to the host communities, the impacted communities. But if I may also ask, when we talk about 13%, which means there is 87% left somewhere. Is that 18% not supposed to impact on the life of the host community also? And if they start up telling me 7 days, 7 days is just an understatement. If I might advise them, it's better they proceed to court now, because delay for me is very dangerous. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Temple. Just like one of the callers also said, right, the 13% derivation refund, is it for the state governors to use as they please? You know, so we're releasing this money. Let the governors decide what they want to use the money for. Or is the money meant for the communities where oil is actually produced? Those communities that are impacted by the exploration activities. Is that what the money is actually meant for? So one of the things Governor Wike said when he was thanking the president for releasing that money is that people are asking where he's getting the money from. All right? And then he goes on to say that, started mentioning projects that would be commissioned. Talked about the flyovers, especially. Says next year we're going to commission the 10th flyover. And people have been questioning these flyovers that are all over Port Harcourt. What direct impact do they have on the masses? Yes, of course, definitely. There are people who are so happy that now we have these flyovers so they don't have to get stuck in traffic with every other person. Now they can just move freely, go to work and return, go to wherever and return, you know, based on the route they take. But if we start looking at, well, what are they called now? Communities that are really impacted by oil exploration activities, then can we really say that, yeah, in as much as the Governor Nyesom Wike came out to say, oh, let's thank the president for releasing this money, without which we wouldn't have been able to, you know, do as much as we've done. Has he really spent the money on the people who really require that money? Oh, we have Chima calling from Garrison. Hello, Chima.
Good evening, Kota.
Good evening. You're welcome.
Yes. I think Sheriff is in order. You see, they need to ask the question about all this money. What is being used for? When we look at what we have on ground, cannot commensurate with the billions and millions of naira that is over received. I must tell you. You see, Constance, I equally fought the immunity clause, because the aim of this immunity clause was to allow these people to use the people's resources for the betterment of the people. But the immunity clause has the aim has been defeated, because these people were unable to keep up. Before they could finish, there is almost cover-up. You understand? So I think that immunity clause should be brought out so that these people can do their job, so that nothing covers them. Any person has any right to ask the right question, and they can be prosecuted. You understand? So therapy is in order. We need to ask these people, what have you used all these billions for? How many industries do we have in Niger Delta? An oil state, we're supposed to have a state building refinery. What do we have? Nothing in Niger Delta. So, Sheriff is in order. I think it's high time for all the Niger Delta to rise up. It's no longer all about, oh, we have been marginalized. Let us ask these people what they have used with the money they have collected before we ask for more. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much for calling, Chima. All right. So Temple Okere called in and said Serap should better be heading to the courts right now. Don't wait for 7 days to elapse before you head to the courts, because definitely they will not tell you. They will not tell Nigerians how much they have spent or how they spent this money. But beyond the flyovers, all right, back here in River State, remember, I think part of I'm just trying to look at the renal center as well. How one of the impacts of oil exploration is also cancer and such related diseases. So maybe we could say that that particular center is a step in the right direction. It is one that is really going to help people in the Niger Delta. But how about other state governors? What can we point to? If you're in Delta State, if you're in Akwa Ibom State or Abia State or any other states mentioned, Edo and the rest of them, could you please call in and tell us one or two things you could, you know, say, since maybe the governors are not telling us so far, yet, what you think the money was used for? I think there's a flyover in Abia State. Kingsley is calling from Oji. Hello, Kingsley.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, what I want to contribute in this book called This Evening, I think there is two things governors tries to win. His Excellency Wike has tried to win utilizing such fund in the state. The internal road, the flyovers, and all this are part of development, which is beneficial to the masses. But my concern is the money being used is for the oil derivation. How many of those who are supposed to be benefiting are in the city, in the urban area? What of those in the villages who are directly impacted with these oil activities? How many people have been trained? What are the skills that have been skills for program initiated or scholarships that have been given to students, the poor people, their students give them scholarships, and many other things that capacity development projects that one would have loved to see in addition to these flyovers and roads, because our life does not end on the roads alone. And how many people have the cars to drive on the roads? The high level of mass transport actually affected the river state. The rural areas, some women have come to Port Harcourt for maybe 1 to 3 years in the farms. What projects that did you create to impact on those people, on these millions or majority of the beneficiaries of this oil division pool? That is where my concern has to be. Otherwise, governor has tried. This rules to a good, impacted our life and development. But those in the village that actually impacted the poor people, the fishermen, the farmers, those who have no livelihood, their livelihood of living has been impacted by these oil activities. How do they benefit? How do their children benefit? That is my question. I'm concerned.
All right, thank you for calling, Kingsley. Oh, I wasn't supposed to click on this one. I'm going to have to take this message. Let's see later on. It's for the last conversation. Good evening, presenter. The Niger Delta governors and the senators and legislators are actually the problem of the region. When you talk of development, the oil-producing states are backward. Look at Ogba, Egbema, Ndoni local government area, for example. Omoku don't have, and the adjoining communities don't have the good roads needed. The governors from the region complain about how they are treated by the federal government. Right here, oil-producing communities also complain how they are badly underdeveloped. The money released by the presidency has been used to construct infrastructures for areas not producing oil and for politics. The treatment to the oil communities is really bad. Okoroma Godwin Chokes from Irima community. And then Engineer TK Bala says, the governors can never tell us or publish how they spend the money. They are richer now. The findings or quest for knowing how they spent the money in Nigeria will not yield any fruitful result to the masses. And then this person says, it is not enough to only acknowledge you were given money. Public funds are spent at the pleasure of public office holders in Nigeria, like it's their personal money. Accountability is something alien to this country, and it's why we are still underdeveloped. Anyone that doesn't care about what the money was used for shouldn't bother to vote, because there's no point. No one sees the budget of Rivers State. For example, did Rivers people tell Governor Wike that 500 million naira for the Miri Odili Judicial Institute was their priority or problem? That's all you need to know about the lack of accountability here. Flat Earth from Port Harcourt. All right, you can also get on Facebook and drop a comment there, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. We're discussing SERAP's call on governors of the 9 oil-producing states to make public how they spent, or the details of the spendings of the oil derivation refund that, of course, the federal government released recently. And we hear it's accumulation of money from 1999 to 2021. 9 oil-producing states get 625.43 billion naira refunds for 13% derivation, oil derivation fund on withdrawal from excess crude account. So what did they use it for? Can the governors come out to say, yeah, well, the money, we used it to do this, and in doing this, this is how we spent it to do this particular thing. And not the usual, well, we spent so billion naira on this one, and then we don't get to hear how that billion naira was actually really used. How did you come about spending 1 billion on a project? How? Who got what? How much was earmarked for what? It's like saying you built a house. Maybe you now come and say, oh, we built a house with 2 billion naira. Oh, great, awesome. So how much did you buy the rods? How many rods did you buy? How many blocks were used? How many workers were on site? Can we also hear from the construction company? Can they also let us know the number of people who worked on site and how much they were paid? Can we get those kind of details as well? Accountability. It's a big problem in Nigeria. And partly because even the masses or the citizens also feel like, I beg na dem. I mean, I've also already heard people say, the immunity clause, what can SERAP do? All they can do is talk. Even if they take them to court, it's not going to see the light of day. Nothing is going to happen. Yeah. And so over time, we have developed this lackadaisical attitude. And we no longer care how things are done in government. All that matters to us is, now my person dey there, you don't reach our tonto shop. I know that guy, when I come out for House of Reps, man, call him. Now my person dey there, babe, may you find me something. We have Good Luck calling from Onelga. Hello. Oh my goodness, that happened. Apologies, Good Luck. Peter is calling from Rukwoku. Hi, Peter.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, hello. I was almost tempted not to call, but I keep listening. When you start talking about road blocks and the rest of them, so honestly, if you really want governors to give you the breakdown of how monies are spent within our state, you're much better. I'm afraid we're going to have a very chaos situation. Because this money you are really talking about now, it goes down to traditional rulers, communities, people that are influential. Because if this doesn't happen,
I'm afraid I'm going to have to let you go. We have commercials. My apologies.